By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, you can see the sun shining behind me, the flowers are there in front of me. I hope you guys are okay, in good health and iman. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and reward you. And inshallah, as usual, we're going to have a good, beautiful, fun-packed program where we're going to be learning the verses of the Quran, the Kalam, the important topic for today, and also the daily hadith, the daily reminder. And inshallah, azawajal, the first thing that we do is always we start off with a beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's start off the program with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru, جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
قَالُوا اطَّيَّرْنَا بِكَ وَبِمَنْ مَعَكَ قَالَ طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تُفْتَنُونَ.
بولے ہم نے برا شگون لیا تم سے اور تمہارے ساتھیوں سے. فرمایا تمہاری بدشگونی اللہ کے پاس ہے بلکہ تم لوگ فتنے میں پڑے ہو.
وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ.
اور شہر میں 9 شخص تھے کہ زمین میں فساد کرتے اور سوار نہ چاہتے.
قَالُوا تَقَاسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ ثُمَّ لَنَقُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ مَا شَهِدْنَا مَهْلِكَ أَهْلِهِ وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ.
آپس میں اللہ کی قسمیں کھا کر بولے ہم ضرور رات کو چھاپا ماریں گے سالے اور اس کے گھر والوں پر, پھر اس کے وارث سے کہیں گے اس گھر والوں کے قتل کے وقت ہم حاضر نہ تھے اور بے شک ہم سچے ہیں.
وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
اور انہوں نے اپنا سا مکر کیا اور ہم نے اپنی خفیہ تدبیر فرمائی اور وہ غافل رہے.
فانظر كيف كان عاقبة مكرهم أنا دمرناهم وقومهم أجمعين.
تو دیکھو کیسا انجام ہوا ان کے مکر کا, ہم نے ہلاک کر دیا انہیں اور ان کی ساری قوم کو.
فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةً بِمَا ظَلَمُوا.
تو یہ ہیں ان کے گھر ڈھے پڑے بدلہ ان کے ظلم کا.
ان فی ذلک لآیۃ لقوم یعلمون.
بے شک اس میں نشانی ہے جاننے والوں کے لیے.
وانجینا الذین آمنوا وکانوا یتقون.
اور ہم نے ان کو بچا لیا جو ایمان لائے اور ڈرتے تھے.
وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ.
اور لوط کو جب اس نے اپنی قوم سے کہا کیا بے حیائی پر آتے ہو اور تم سوج رہے ہو.
أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ
تم مردوں کے پاس مستی سے جاتے ہو عورتیں چھوڑ کر.
بل انتم قوم تجهلون,
بلکہ تم جاہل لوگ ہو.
فما كان جواب قومه الا ان قالوا اخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم انهم اناس يتطهرون.
تو اس کی قوم کا کچھ جواب نہ تھا مگر یہ کہ بولے لوط کے گھرانے کو اپنی بستی سے نکال دو, یہ لوگ تو ستھرا پن چاہتے ہیں.
فَأَنجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ,
تو ہم نے اسے اور اس کے گھر والوں کو نجات دی مگر اس کی عورت کو ہم نے ٹھہرا دیا تھا کہ وہ رہ جانے والوں میں ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Now this is the same Quran when Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, the first Khalifa of Islam, whenever he would recite the Quran, his neighbors would complain that when Abu Bakr reads the Quran, he cries so much that it disturbs us as well. Now, because they were non-believers. Now, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu loved reading the Quran. And if you look at the life of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, each and every Sahabi had a very beautiful connection with the Quran. And the scholars, they mentioned that the person who has the more connection with the Quran is the one that has that connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. I was listening to a bayan of Muballigh-e Dawat Islami, and a very beautiful Madani pearl he gave. You know, it's that whenever we offer our salah, the scholars, they mention that when a person offers his salah, he is in direct communication with Allah Azza wa Jal. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever you offer your salah, offer it in such a manner that you see Allah. And if you can't see Allah, then at least think that Allah sees you, Allah is watching you, which no doubt is the case. We can't see Allah, but no doubt Allah ta'ala is watching us. Now, when you offering your salah and you are reading the Quran, what is happening is you are now communicating, you are now talking to Allah Azza wa Jal. How can you leave that connection with Allah and go elsewhere? You know, for sometimes people, they rush into their salah. Allahu Akbar, subhanakallah, they rush it. Yeah, instead of rushing it, look at who you are praising. Subhanaka Allahumma, glory be to Allah. Wa bihamdika, and all praise be to you. So we are praising Allah Azza wa Jal. And then when you are reciting Suratul Fatiha, you are asking Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, O Allah, guide us on the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those whom you have favored. So you now asking from Allah. How can you be asking from Allah, but you don't have that tawajjuh? Yeah, that thought, that mindset is not there. So whenever we offer our salah, always offer your salah in such a manner that Allah is watching you. And you are now connected with Allah Azza wa Jal. When we lift our hands up like this, yeah, so all the world you are leaving behind you, Allahu Akbar, have this intention that, Ya Allah, I am leaving the world behind me. And now it is you and me. And then when it is you and Allah and the line is connected, why do you want to disconnect the line? Subhanallah. Beautiful Madani pearl. And that's given me a thought in my salah now. You know, enjoy your moments with Allah Azza wa Jal, rather than rushing into it, rather than not leading the world. You know, if you just put the fiqh rulings on one side, look at the beautiful thing that you are now connected with your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Why would you want to go anywhere? He is the creator. You want anything, He's the one that will give it to you. If you want blessings in your life, you are reading the salah, you are offering the salah. In your heart, you know that what you want. Allah knows what you are thinking about. Allah knows what you are thinking. He knows what you want. So make yourself connected to Him in such a manner, do not rush in your salah and enjoy the moments. Subhanallah. That's why they say, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. That salah is the mi'raj of a believer. Mazay lai ta bado namaz, inshallah. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وفاق عليه محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفارقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم
مولا يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولا يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بال مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل مہدی اسلام برادرز قصیدہ بردہ شریف ریٹن بائی سیدنا امام بوسیری رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ گریٹ ولی اینڈ گریٹ سینٹ آف اللہ عز و جل اینڈ دا قصیدہ بردہ بردہ مینس چادر اینڈ امام بوسیری رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ ماشاءاللہ عز و جل ریٹن دس قصیدہ شریف ہی واز سیریسلی ایل اینڈ وین امام بوسیری رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ روٹ دس قصیدہ بردہ شریف You know, inside his dreams, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gifting him with this burda, with this chadar. And when he woke up in the morning, his stroke, his disease went away and he could start to walk again. And he found the chadar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the great people, mashallah. May Allah ta'ala bless Imam Bosiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And for his sake, may Allah azza wa jal forgive our sins as well. For those of you of just join us. Yes, you are watching us from our Bradford studio. It's a very beautiful morning. And today we're going to be talking about such a personality that was one of the beautiful men who accepted Islam in the early days. And when, you know, Islam was not at its peak and Islam was growing. This personality, you know, when he accepted Islam, he went through so many difficulties that me and you cannot even imagine. And this personality is none other than the great Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the most closest companion to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And every Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has a rank. Just like as we know that after the Prophets of Allah, the most high-ranked Sahabi is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we have the second Khalifa of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we have the third Khalifa of Islam, Usman dhun-Nurayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then we have Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem as the fourth Khalifa of Islam. And then after that, you know, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, they were all on different ranks. And one of the most high-ranked and one of the most closest and beloved companion to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Sayyiduna Bilal ibn Rabah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Beautiful story of Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and beautiful, you know, struggle that he had for Islam, especially the torture and the pain that he went through. It says that one day, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed by Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he saw the way that Umayyah bin Half was torturing Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why was he torturing him? Because he has accepted Islam. He has accepted the word, the kalima, the life of the Muslims. He became one of the greatest ashiks of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the more Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would want to practice Islam, the more Umayyah bin Half would torture. He would torture him so much that he himself would get tired. But Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not get tired in saying ahadun ahad. So when Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw this barbaric torturing, he said to Umayyah bin Half, why are you torturing him for? Why don't you exchange? I have a slave that is more healthy and more stronger than Bilal. You give me Bilal and you can take him. And Umayyah bin Half agreed. And then that day when Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a free man, the first thing he did was go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah, we can't imagine the kind of scene that was at in Makkatul Mukarramah when Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted, you know, the Islam, and then when he was freed by Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what that scene would be like when he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Allah. And it says that Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the companions that was the most trialed in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was, you know, today, forget our trials and tribulations. We only get a small headache and we say, Marigi, my head is about to burst open. Yeah, you know, anything that we have, you know, we start to cry, little pain that we have a little prick of a thorn and that's it. Namazan, giya, everything gone. If we were in the state of Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would have been very, very hard. Can you imagine? Close your eyes and think. Can you handle to be at the time? These were chosen people. Allah Azza wa Jal chose these people that they were at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we were at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would have really been gone through a very, very difficult time. Just imagine being tortured in the hot burning sun, Tup-talar, and Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu lying, you know, his back was naked on the hot burning sand. Some people, they say that it was so hot, if you had raw meat, that would have been cooked on that sand. And Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was forced to lay down on that sand. And not only that, he had a heavy stone that was put on his chest. And Umayyah bin Half would torture Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was barbaric. It was inhumane. But Umayyah bin Half did it. You know, he did that. And obviously, he died as a kafir anyway. But we need to understand, my dear Islam brothers, that staying steadfast on Iman, if you want to learn that, learn from Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was one of the slaves of the tribe of Bani Jumaha. And his father's name was Rabah and his mother's name was Hamama. And the kunya of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Abdullah, Abu Abdul Karim, Abu Abdul Rahman, Abu Amr Habshi. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also known as the Muazzin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or even Sayyidul Muazzineen, the leader of all the muazzins. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Bilal was a good man. He was the leader of all those people who gave the azan. And Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his name shines amongst the early days of Islam, for those people who accepted Islam in the early days. And he was known to be very, very pious, very, very, you know, the taqwa, fear of Allah. He had so much love for ibadah that he used to spend days and nights and hours worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, again, that's something we don't get time. Yeah, busy, I've got to do this. I don't get time to do ibadah. Come and learn from Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, he spent hours and hours of doing ibadah. Then you might be thinking, oh yeah, but they didn't have to go to work. Sometimes, you know, we always assume things, yeah. We always try to make you know, our lives much easier. Or we think, oh no, but they didn't have that. They didn't have this. They had everything. We've got, you know, you stay at home for 3 months, you know, you're going to get payments from the government. You don't even work, they'll give you money. If these people did not work, they'll go hungry. But they would never ever complain in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also the khazin, you can say the finance minister, the accountant of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of them people that trusted in Allah Azza wa Jal. Can you imagine that trust when you are being tortured, when you are being, you know, going through this inhumane, you know, torturing, and yet you stay ahad, ahad, ahad. And he would say, Amir Ahl Sunnah has written a kalam and istighasa in Wasail Bakhshish, and he's written a whole poem in praise of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He writes, Jaho Jalal do, nahi malo, manal do, soze Bilal bas meri joli me dal do. That, Ya Rasulullah, I do not want maal, I do not want money, I do not want that status in the community. That's what we strive for. Paisa hai jai, you know, community bhi jinaab, har banda hai ji, Chaudhary sahab, Hafiz sahab, Maulana sahab, Raja sahab, Malak sahab, har banda, you know, tarifan kar hai. Amir Ahl Sunnah, he says, do not give me wealth, don't give me that status. Just give me that love, that source that you gave to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dunya ke sare gham mere dil se nikal do. Gham apna ya Habib barai Bilal do. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take out all the problems and the pains of this world. And ap gham apna, yani give me your pain. That pain that Sayyidina Bilal had. That pain when they said, Muayyah bin Half used to say, Bilal, leave Islam or else I'm going to torture you. Leave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would reply, Ahadun ahad, by Allah, you can make my body into pieces. I will not leave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zikr o durood har gadi virde zaban rahe. Meri fazool goi ki aadat nikal do. Every time, fazool goi means talking, waise hi na, you know, rara para nahi karna, you know, talking here and there, has no meaning at all, no sense, no use of what we are talking, waise hi. And sometimes they say it's better to stay quiet. You know, you heard of that story of the silent prince, where he doesn't speak for years and years, no one heard him speak. And then one day he's out hunting, and he's hunting birds, and he hears a bird chirping in one of the trees, and he puts his arrow and he hits it, and then the bird falls to the ground, and the prince started to speak, he broke his silence, and he goes, until the bird was silent, it was saved, and now when it spoke, it came the aims of my arrows. In the same way, if we want to be safe and secure from any of a lot of things, what we need to do is we need to be quiet. Talk about good things. Koi salam karo, bongi na maria karo. Ji. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very, very affluent, and he had a lot of sabr. Obviously, when we look at his life, sabr was something very, very important in him. He loved Islam, and for the sake of Islam, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was ready to sacrifice his life for the love and for the sake of Islam. Hazrat Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day I walked past Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was laying on the hot burning sand. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was saying, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. You know, the Umayyah bin Harb strangled him so hard that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu fainted. Allahu Akbar. Now, can you imagine how strong iman of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was? Yeah. Today, let's look at ourselves. You know, whenever we look at these personalities, always, always look at your iman as well. Muazana kareen. Yeah, compare yourself to the iman of these great people. Today, ma'azallah, our iman has become so weak that ma'azallah, we might be uttering words of songs. Koi galiyan, koi kya, people are doing so many things, ma'azallah, listening to kufriya kalimat songs. They don't even care about their iman. And on the other hand, you had someone who was tortured day and night, that the torturers would get tired, but he would not get tired. And yet, look at the way he saved his iman. Someone might say something, we'll never go back to that masjid again. Someone might do something, yeah, even if someone causes harm, and then we won't even do that as well. So what we need to understand, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we need to understand that this iman, obviously we were born into a Muslim family. Ye iman hame to muft mein mila hai. We've got this iman for free. What we need to understand is how we need to care for our iman, how we need to make sure that we don't lose our iman. And once we start to do that, inshallah azza wa jal, you'll find the importance of iman. And the importance of iman, listen to Amir Ahlus Sunnah says, Musalman hai attar teri ata se. Ya Allah, I am a Muslim because of you, because of your ata, because of your gift that I am a Muslim. Ho iman par khatima ya ilahi. Ya Allah, may I die with iman. Because that is the most important thing that you can do, is die with your iman. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of his istiqamat, because of his love for the sake of Islam, I hope Allah ta'ala accepts, Allah azza wa jalla accepts our dua, and we could also have that love and passion for our deen. That passion is very important. Whatever you do, do it in passion. Pyar, muhabbat, jazbe nal na deen ni khidmat. When you are working for the deen, any car baithe rahe ho, chalo ji 5 pound kadi dei udo. Main kya deta 5 pounds. Yeah, I'm not saying this, if that's the only thing that we can offer in Shah Madina, Madina. But let's look at others as well. Azan, or see, when we go, oh, I've got to read my namaz. Why are we always like that in the mood? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was always in a passionate mood. You know, passion for the sake of Islam, passion for the sake of learning the deen. We might have Islamic books at home. We've got the Quran at home. Sari Islamic kitabe ek pasa rakho. You have the Quran at home. How many times have we read the Quran? And we say we've got the passion of Islam. If you had the passion of Islam, you would read it every day. If you had the passion of Islam, you wouldn't just put it into a cupboard. You'll take it out and you read the Quran. You wouldn't just take it out when someone passes away in your family. And then you'll naad ko turno niya ullah khuda ki na yaad karo. You'll naad ko turno to pehle bhi dayab ki yaad karo na. Remember your Rabb even before you get ill. This guy rang me up and he goes, Afsa, I don't know what's happened. My delay takleef ho riya. Delay takleef ho riya. Un tu khuda ki yaad kar rahe. Good. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala ke you remembered Allah Azza wa Jal. But why did you not remember him when you were fit and healthy? Now you're lying in the hospital bed. You know, sometimes you need to be told the truth as well. You need to be told what the truth is. When you wanted Allah, you call out to Him. And when you got everything in life, ma'azallah, it feels like sometimes we've neglected Allah. But inshallah, azza wa jal, let's take a break. We're going to take our first daily reminder for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The companion Abu Basra Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, "This salah of Asr was presented to the people preceding you, yet they wasted it. Whoever offers it consistently will be given double reward." Now, what does this hadith mean? Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in the commentary of this, "Asr prayer was also obligatory upon previous nations, yet they abandoned it and became worthy of punishment. You should take heed from them." Reasons behind Asr bearing twice the reward is because the first reward that accompanies Asr comes with being steadfast in performing it and opposing the actions of previous nations. The second reward will be granted for offering Asr Salah itself, as is granted for offering other salah. The first reward will be granted for showing consistency in acts of worship. The second will be granted for showing contentment with what has been once granted and leaving all forms of buying and selling. The latter is mentioned as people are usually involved in business at this time and are not taking heed of the salah. The first reward will be granted for the excellence of Asr, as it is the middle salah, the second will be granted for steadfastness in performing it. Dear viewers of Madani channel, so many countless blessings of Asr Salah. Why not we make it upon ourselves that we ourselves and with others go to congregation Salah of Asr and perform it. And what will happen because of that, the rewards are in front of you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a very beautiful reminder. For those viewers, if you've just joined us, then welcome to our program, Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, a very beautiful morning. The sun is shining. The flowers are out there. You can see them in the studio as well, mashallah. We've got another very beautiful personality who's joining us from Durban, South Africa, mashallah. None other than Hafiz Noshad Attari, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you, Hafsa?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Allah reward you, jazakallah khaira. You're a very busy man, mashallah, as well. Hafiz Noshad, you must have seen him many times on Madani channel. He has his own beautiful program as well. Hafsa, today we're talking about Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his greatness, his beautiful life story. We've talked a bit about Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's a lot to talk about. And inshallah, Azawajal, if you want to take the stage and the program is yours.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu as-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, what can we say about this great personality? That subhanallah, he is one of our elite role models. One of the heroes of Islam. And today when people are searching and looking for who can I emulate, who can I imitate, here's one of those people, one of those personalities. No matter what happened, they did not give up their belief in one Allah. He did not give up his obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter what torment he went through, no matter what difficulties he went through. We all know the stories that at one stage he was a slave and his master used to take him to the hot desert sands and put boulders on him and force him, coerce him to renounce Islam, renounce the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he would say, Ahad, Ahad, that, you know, Allah is one, Allah is one. So, you know, we can link that to our lives, that whatever difficulties and problems and calamities that I'm going through, that I need sabr, I need patience, I need istiqamah, I need steadfastness on the deen. These are great characteristics and qualities. And we can learn this also from the blessed life of Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, Habisab, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he was regarded as Sayyidul Mu'adhinin and the Mu'adhinul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mu'adhin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had stated in a blessed hadith that Bilal radiallahu anhu is good and he is the leader of the Mu'adhin, subhanallah. And another aspect about him that we see in today's era, especially our master, our leader, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, one of the things that he's noted for was Ishqi Rasul and to inject this love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts, into our beings as well. And yes, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the great Ashiqi Rasul, one of the great devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, we heard the Muballigh talking about, you know, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, when, you know, the people requested him to give the adhan. His focus was, you know, that my beloved, I don't see my beloved in front of me. And so kya baat hai Madine ki? I should ask myself, what kind of ishq, what kind of love and devotion and obedience do I have to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We can't reach the status of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, any sahabi. That's not possible. But at least we can tread in their footsteps. At least we can follow in their footsteps. how did they behave? How did they live their lives? Whatever the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught them, this is what they lived. This is how they lived. And how am I living my life? Then that's a serious question to ask, because a person, as Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, a person, how a person lives their life, is that that's how they are going to die.
MashaAllah.
How they
MashaAllah.
Die, that's how they will be raised on the day of judgment. So how am I living my life? Is it in obedience to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or is it in obedience to my nafs, my ego, my desires, or the desires of the people? And if I look in the lives of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he would worship in solitude. He was an individual of great virtue, of generosity as well. And his focus was on pleasing Allah and his Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His focus was in obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in that lies obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla.
You know, so we can say that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was such an ashik that, you know, he was fanafil Rasul. You know, he was fanafillah when he was in captivity, when he was being tortured. He would say, ahad, ahad. You know, someone to have so much love for Allah that he's going through so many pains and torturing, but still he does not denounce Islam. And someone who has so much love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Umayyah bin Khalf would force him to say that I do not follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would say never, I would never utter these words. You know, for someone to, you know, a great role model for our youngs and for our elders today, alhamdulillah.
Absolutely, and you see this. You know, today we have this the talk going around about slavery and oppression and apartheid. Islam came to demolish and to dismantle this evil concept of slavery. Islam came to uplift people, humans, to uplift the believers. Islam came to give honor to men, to women, to the family unit. This is what Islam came to do in teaching that the oneness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to uplift humankind. And today we have the discussions we see on social media, so much of negativity, so much of immorality, immodesty that is floating around us. And only Islam, subhanallah azza wa jal, can, you know, take us out of this swamp of sins that we are surrounded by. And one of the individuals that we, you know, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned in some of the hadith, my sahaba like the shining stars, whichever one you follow, you will be rightly guided. Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu an is one of them, a categorical jannati, subhanallah. That's our slogan. Jannati, without a shadow of doubt. And if I just learn about him, one of the issues that we have is, you know, we have largely forgotten about our reading culture. This culture was always there in Islam to read, yes, the glorious Quran, to read, to research, to, you know, empower ourselves with authentic Islamic knowledge.
No, sometimes what we think is, you know, because if we follow Islam, then ma'azallah, we're going to be bounded. We're not going to get any achievements. We're not going to move forward in life because the Islam will stop us. But there's always a reason behind that. When why Islam, or in Sharia, we say that we don't drink alcohol. You know, men are not allowed to wear gold. All these kind of issues that nowadays people come out with. You know, there's always a reason. And even now, science has found out what the reasons are. But subhanAllah, you know, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of our greatest role models. You know, today, ma'azallah, we're taking role models that we see, the singers and all these key. And every time, every second day, you might see them involved in many conspiracies and many, you know, cases and immorality like you mentioned. But people like Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was such a pure person in heart, that he did not let go of Islam, and for people like us, it would have been really, really difficult.
In fact, this is one of the great tricks of Shaitan, that, you know, if I learn about Islam now, I'm bound to follow all the principles and the teachings. Look, I don't have a choice. If I'm a Muslim, I don't really have a choice. In fact, I need to ask myself a question before I take the next step, before I make the next business transaction, before I say utter the next word. Does my Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allow this or not? does my deen, my Islam permit this or not? And then if it does, bismillah. If it doesn't, then squash it and throw it away. It has no real benefit for you. Why am I, you know, living my life to please the people, to please, you know, to live according to the societal norms? That's not going to help me. If I'm obedient to Allah and His Rasul, inshallah, that will help me in the grave and in the hereafter as well. So we have too many role models. We have too many heroes. It's just that I need to come back. Alhamdulillah, we need to come back. We need to learn about them. Dawud Sami has made it so simple for us, Yaar. So simple that, you know, with the weekly booklet and the Ijtima and Madani Qafila, all of these activities are also designed to help us to become practical Muslims, to help us to imbue our lives with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sunnah is not something just in the books. No, it is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It is a lifestyle. It is the best lifestyle. If one wants to live this short life to the maximum, that is the Sunnah. Anything else is leading to destruction. And you rightfully said, all these pop stars and whoever it is that have name and fame and wealth, you just have to look at their life. They are on antidepressants. They can't sleep at night. They are committing suicide. Their marriages don't last at all. And, you know, what kind of a life is that? Where's the sukoon? Where's the peace? They don't have it. Islam offers it. Islam offers it if we follow Islamic teachings and principles as well.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, very beautiful, you know, input from yourself. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala bless you and for your time as well. MashaAllah, how is Madani work in Durban, MashaAllah?
Alhamdulillah, it is picking up now, MashaAllah. Work is expanding and challenges are always there, but MashaAllah, you know, the work is growing, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. JazakAllah, Hafsab. Whenever you go to the Mazar of Sufi Sahab, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, please present our salam as well and any of the Mazaras you go to, MashaAllah. JazakAllah, khaira for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, Azzawajal. Hafiz Noshad Attari, Damat Barakatuh, Humul Aliyah, from Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah. JazakAllah, khaira for Hafiz Sahab, for giving us the opportunity to and coming on the program and talking about the life of one of the greatest companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've got the daily hadith, so let's take the daily hadith and we'll come back. There's a few more things I want to mention about the greatness of Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The entire Quran is very powerful and has a great effect on the reader. But even within the Quran, there are certain surahs that have special merit and virtue. And one such surah is Surah Yasin. And it's referred to as the heart of the Quran. Many people memorize Surah Yasin Sharif, they recite it throughout their lives. We should also commit to memorizing this blessed surah. It's the heart of the Quran. And Sayyiduna Ikrimah, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states that whoever recites Surah Yasin in the morning to begin the day, meaning that person begins the day with Surah Yasin, he will remain happy until the evening. This is just one narration. There are so many other narrations regarding Surah Yasin. If someone recites it once, it's as if he's recited the Quran 10 times, meaning the reward is like that. And also, a narration tells us that when you recite Surah Yasin before your tasks, before any important task, inshallah, that will be fulfilled in accordance to your desire as well. So recite the Quran, and specifically recite Surah Yasin whenever you get a chance to attain much barakat and blessings.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith pak that has been quoted in Mishkatul Masabih, that on the night of Mi'raj, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in paradise, he heard some footsteps and he was told that these are the footsteps of Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. You know, so Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his footsteps were heard in paradise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, O Bilal, what has taken you into paradise? And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after performing wudu, I offer 2 rakat salah. I give the azan, and whenever I am not in wuzu, I perform fresh wuzu again, and this is the reason. And this is quoted in Jami' Tirmizi. So subhanAllah, one beautiful ibadah that we learn from Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is trying to stay in wudu all the time. And when once you offer, performed wudu, then offer 2 rakat of salah, yani 2 rakat nafal. Sometimes people ask, what is the niyat going to be? Niyat is 2 rakat nafal, that's what the niyat is. But it's called as ahiyyatul wuzu. And it's one of the nek a'mal that Amir al-Sunnah has given us. Now, whenever you perform a wudu and it's not a makruh time, remember, if it is makruh time, then you're not allowed to perform the salah. And again, if you look at the beauty of Islam, day and night, Islam gives us the opportunity to worship, to do the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. And our beautiful deen, you know, makes us so much easy to get close to our Rabb Azza wa Jal, our Creator, mashallah Azza wa Jal. And remember, whenever we do the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal, it has to be with love and with sincerity and with humbleness and with ajzi as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We've got a beautiful cartoon. Let's watch the cartoon and then we'll come back and inshallah we'll wind up this subject, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Brother Bablu. Brother Bablu, listen to me at least.
Why have you asked me for my chocolate?
It's been quite some time. When will Uncle arrive?
Don't worry, he should be here any moment now.
Brother Bablu, at least listen to me.
Oh, now tell me what you want to say.
Oh, look at
What's
him.
Wrong with you? Why are you laughing so much?
Brother Bablu, there was a fly on your chocolate. And you ate that fly with the chocolate.
What's wrong with you, Brother Fizan? You are laughing aloud with so much noise. And laughing like this is forbidden.
Jazakallahu khairan, Brother Ghulam Rasool. Actually, Brother Bablu ate the fly with his chocolate.
It's quite surprising for me that you're laughing. You should have informed him about this.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, I was actually telling him about it. But you know what? Brother Bablu thought that maybe I'd ask him for his chocolate. And he didn't listen to me when I was trying to tell him.
Brother Bablu, you shouldn't be eating so much chocolate. It's not very good for your health.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'll sit at the front seat.
No, I'll sit at the front seat.
Move, Brother Fizan.
No, I'll sit at the front. You
no,
go
Brother
sit at the
Fizan,
back.
Move.
No, this can't happen. You can't sit at the front. I will sit at the front.
No, I will sit at the front.
Brother Bablu, look behind you. There's a dog.
Where is the dog? Where is the dog?
Brother Bablu, there's no dog whatsoever. Just come down. And Brother Fizan, you shouldn't have lied. The summary of a hadith is that lying humiliates, meaning disgraces a person.
That was just a joke. I was just kidding with him.
Brother Fizan, lying is still considered as lying even in a joke.
Okay, Brother Ghulam Rasool. Inshallah, I will never lie again.
And also, Brother Fizan, can you both not sacrifice for this for each other?
Sacrifice for this?
Yes, sacrifice. Meaning that we should look after our fellow Muslim brother. This is the glory of a Muslim. You see, the Quran states, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. And they prefer those above themselves, even if they themselves are in dire need.
All right, Brother Fizan, you can take the front seat.
All right then. Jazakallahu khaira. Brother Ghulam Rasool, please, you take the front seat. You teach us many good things. Only you should be sitting at the front seat.
Jazakallahu khaira.
Can you guys make some room for me, please?
Brother Bablu, what are you doing? You're squashing me up. Ouch. Oh no, guys, I've fallen out of the car. Ouch.
Oh no, Brother Fizan, are you okay? Did you get hurt?
No, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I'm fine. I didn't get hurt that much.
Brother Bablu?
What could I do, Brother Ghulam Rasool? There was no space for me.
Brother Bablu, this is the 70-seater car. You could have sat at the back as well.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Brother Bablu, you can come sit here. Not a problem. I'll go at the back.
Oh yes. Could all of you please confirm if you all have taken permission from your parents to come along with me?
Yes, I took permission from my dad.
I also took permission from my dad.
Yes, my dad also gave me the permission to go with you.
Yeah, don't worry. I've spoken to the parents of all of them.
Put your seatbelts on.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, don't worry. I always keep my belt on.
Oh, Brother Bablu. Not your trousers belt. Seat belt.
Oh, okay.
Children, look out for
Brother Ghulam Rasool, I can't get out of the car, please help me.
Brother Bablu, at least open your seatbelt.
It was my seatbelt. I just got scared for no reason. I was just wondering what is going on, what is happening to me. Whoa!
Brother Bablu, stop doing this. There are germs as well in the hospital. We should make sure that we don't touch anything in the hospital.
We're not doctors ourselves. Then why did we come to the hospital?
To inquire after Brother Noman. What else?
What does inquiring after mean?
To inquire after an ill person how he is and ask him about his well-being.
Oh, okay. Brother Ghulam Rasool, do we also get a reward to inquire after people?
Yes, certainly, Brother Fizan. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمَ إِذَا عَادَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمَ لَمْ يَزَلْ فِي خُلْفَةِ الْجَنَّةِ. When a Muslim inquires after his fellow Muslim brother, then he continuously keeps eating the fruits of paradise. It's stated in another hadith that when a Muslim inquires after another Muslim in the morning, then 70,000 angels keep supplicating for his forgiveness until the evening. And if he does so in the evening, then until the morning, and there'll be a garden for him in paradise.
MashaAllah, Brother Ghulam Rasool, you have mentioned a beautiful virtue. It means that in return of inquiring after someone, Allah will grant us one garden in paradise.
Yes, Brother Fizan, that's right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
No need to get up, Brother Noman. Stay lying down. How are you feeling now?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ala kulli hal.
What happened to you, Brother Noman?
So basically, me and Usaid were running away from the dog. In a hurry, I tried to cross the road and got hit by a car and fell unconscious. And the next thing I know is, when my eyes opened, I was in the hospital. ba'sa tahurun, insha'Allah, meaning that there is nothing to worry about. Insha'Allah, this illness will purify from sins.
Brother Noman, please make dua for us as well.
We should be making dua for the patient, rather than asking the patient to make dua for us.
No, Brother Fizan, this is not the case. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, inquire after the ill people and ask them to make dua for you, because the dua of an ill person is accepted and their sins are forgiven.
Yay!
Brother Ghulam Rasool!
Brother Bablu, have a look outside. What's that noise?
Brother Ghulam Rasool, Brother Bablu didn't even come inside the room.
Son, don't do that. Somebody, please stop him. Son, stop it.
Brother Bablu, stop.
Somebody stop him.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, I can't stop it.
What are you doing? Just stop.
Somebody help
Where
me, please. Help
Just
me.
Stop it now.
Stop it, please. Someone,
Brother
please.
Bablu,
stop it.
Stop it.
Bablu, press the brakes! Press the brakes!
The brakes are not working! I can't use the brakes!
Let go of my legs! At least let go of my legs!
How can I let go of your legs? If I let go of them, I'll fool myself!
Oh no, what should I do now? What should I do now?
Bablu, we came to inquire after Noman, and you two are hospitalized now. And because of you, Brother Fizan and Brother Usaid are also lying on the hospital beds. The result of being naughty is not good. If you had not troubled the dog of Uncle Babu, then neither would the dog come after you, nor would Brother Noman have had an accident, nor would you have been naughty in the hospital, and none of our friends would have been injured either.
Yes, Brother Ghulam Rasool, you're right. I made a mistake. I won't be naughty like this again in the future.
You're right. Brother Bablu will not be naughty like this again. He will come up with something new to mess around with.
No, I won't do it. I won't be naughty ever again.
Sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't see. I touched your wound by mistake. Dear children, when we go to inquire after the ill people, we should make sure that we know the manners of how to inquire after them. We should ask about his health for the pleasure of Allah. We should not stay with the ill person for a very long time. Do not say any such thing that would worry the patient. And yes, say good things to the patient.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we're nearly to the end of our program. Today we were learning about the beautiful life and works of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Bilal, the Muazzin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one of the most closest companions to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the blessing and the barakat and the himmat and the tawfiq so that we could also start to walk on the beautiful footsteps of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the love that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had as well. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will